spinning dreams out of two wheels on this moment of Indiana history. Two staples of 20th century American culture share a common progenitor. Ironically, the father of the Indy 500 and Miami Beach rolled in on two wheels. Carl Fisher and his brothers ran a successful bicycle repair shop in Indianapolis during the 1890s at the height of the national bicycle craze. Automobiles began to eclipse bikes in the new century, and Indiana was the center of the industry. Fisher and a partner opened one of the first automobile dealerships in the nation, marketing Packards, Stutzers, and Oldsmobiles with such publicity stunts as launching a chassis over the city via a hot air balloon. Teaming up with a former biking associate, James Allison, Fisher made his fortune manufacturing Prestolite gas-fired auto headlamps. At the same time, Fisher and three partners developed a proving ground where area auto manufacturers could showcase their latest models. The first few events around the 2.5-mile crushed stone track flopped, but after Fisher paved the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with bricks, the Indy 500 was off and running by Memorial Day 1911. Ever the auto industry impresario, Fisher convinced private and corporate interests to fund an improved roadway between New York and San Francisco. The Lincoln Highway, completed in 1913, inspired the Dixie Highway, running from Indianapolis to Miami Beach, where Fisher created a tourist destination in the first half of the 20s. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.